Opotaka kindly with us each Tuesday. Thanks for your time, Tama. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, ora, Dale. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good, mate.
Down Dunedin today, actually.
Oh, cool. Cool. What's taking you there, Tama?
Well, we're going to announce the Southeastern Marine Protection Reserves alongside Edward Ellison. This is a 50% increase of all the marine reserve space across the country. Wonderful announcement, and absolutely support Edward Ellison and his great mahi as the outgoing chair of the New Zealand Conservation Authority.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. I did speak with him about it a couple of weeks ago. Well, look, everyone's ripping into you about the conservation land issue, and I suppose I'm obliged to as well, but, I also want to give
Are you going to speak from fact or opinion?
Well, I don't know. What do you think most people have been speaking with?
Myth or reality.
Well, you know,
reality.
It is politics, eh, mate? And so everyone sort of sees it as an opportunity.
People often have opinions without facts. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. I understand what you're saying. Let's go to KiwiSaver and compulsory KiwiSaver and a bundle of cash for each baby born. 1,500 announced.
Isn't that marvellous for Māori whānau and Māori babies being born, knowing that 3 out of 10 babies born right now are Māori. And each Māori baby is going to get $1,500, a KiwiSaver account, and that will build up over time, and they'll have more savings when they get to 65. That's brilliant.
Yeah, keep going, because many of us, what sort of rates do we have of KiwiSaver, and what's that 1,500 if it's... What's it like if you turn into when you hit 65? Have you done some maths?
It'll be a lot more than 1,500, but it often depends on what KiwiSaver type of KiwiSaver you invest in. If it's in a conservative portfolio, or moderate, or growth, or a balance, that depends on a few things. What the projection will be for your KiwiSaver account. Now, what's important here is that we're taking action, and we're saying let's do that. Let's support parents when they're on parental leave. And make sure employers continue to pay their KiwiSaver. Even the over 65s, Dale, you and me will be there one day in 15 or 20 years. The employer still will need to pay their KiwiSaver contribution into your KiwiSaver account. Those are great, great pathways forward and commitments that the National Party has made.
Why haven't they been made sooner?
Because parties across the spectrum, especially parties like Labor and the Greens, don't believe in that. They believe in just taxing people more and spending them.
Is that opinion or fact?
That is a fact. Look at what the Greens announced yesterday. Although they had a little mishap, they missed $1 billion in their assessment, but that's okay. They fixed that up.
It was 600, wasn't it?
800. Swedish rounding, don't you? Or what I call it, Māngere rounding.
Oh, Māngere. Okay. Well, it's semantics, really. It's just a typo, apparently.
It's only 200 million. And you know what, Dale? The amazing thing, this government has put more money into marae than any government in history. More money than any government ever, this government has put into marae development, marae investment. Amazing.
Should you have done better?
Well, we did a lot better than the last government, and they had a cash bazooka. But you know what? We're out there and we're doing it. And that's why I'm very proud of the way this government has invested over $140 million into marae over the last 3 years. A fantastic, fantastic effort.
I'll be seeing a scrap in the coalition, the three-headed taniwha. You guys going for it?
No, those are matters for higher beings, for the leadership, not for me to comment on, but this coalition government, again, has done more for marae than any government in history, and I'm really proud of it.
You're obliged to be. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, and I'm sure you are too. I'm sure you are too. You're happy that we've put more money into marae.
I am. Listen, I respect the position you're in.
No, that was nearly a concession. That was nearly a concession, mate.
No, I respect the position you're in, Tama. You're batting for your crew, and that's how politics should be. So it's not for me to question every single move, but I do respect the position that you're in. And that's why we need to talk about conservation land. Now, you say bits and bobs, and at the moment, what I've heard from you and what people are banding around is that it's a gravel pit on the West Coast and it's a Met service building in Wellington. But others are saying, hey, the legislation and the way that it was worded, and seemingly not real tight the way it was worded, opens up the thought that huge tracts of conservation land could be available for commercial sell-off. So speak to that for a moment, please. Did they get it wrong, the critics of your plan?
Yes. National has done more for conservation than any other party in this country, whether or not it's marine reserves, predator free 2050, a whole range of other initiatives. And no one loves the conservation estate in Parliament more than me, mate. I'm out there, as you know, walking over Tongariro and getting out on the Whanganui River and going up Taranaki. I love those places, as well as the South Island, of course. And also, one of the very few people in Parliament that's actually managed a nature and recreation reserve out at Rangitoto and Motutapu. In addition, National will never sell off these iconic and majestic parks and beaches and forests. We're never going to do that. And anyone saying that is just scaremongering with scandalous and scurrilous rumour. There are some places across the conservation estate that are small parcels that actually we should be able to dispose of because they do nothing to add to our biodiversity, heritage and recreation. And what we need to do is to ensure strong safeguards for disposal processes that happen infrequently. But Dale, if you take the line that the Forest and Bird, the Green Party and others are taking, including the Labor Party, that conservation land should never come out of the conservation estate, how are we going to resolve some of our treaty settlements up north, mate, up in Ngāpuhi? How is that going to happen? Conservation land comes out of the estate sometimes, not every day, not every week. It came out under Eugenie Sage's ministerialship as the Green Minister of Conservation. It came out the five Labor ministers who were ministers of conservation under the previous government. And it comes out for a range of purposes. But you think about how we've gone about treaty settlements. Like, if anyone thinks that conservation land should stay in the conservation portfolio and under DOC forever, they are adjacent to the reality and, in some instances, very hypocritical.
What about the uber rich? Maybe we could tax them more and pay treaty settlements from the urn.
Did you say the uber rich?
The uber rich.
Oh, the uber rich. Oh, okay. Well, you know, one thing that happened in Norway, when the uber wealthy started getting taxed more, guess where they went?
Aussie.
Somewhere else. Somewhere else. Okay. So I think people have to recognise that the wealthy, the rich, do an amazing service to New Zealand by employing thousands, tens of thousands of people in the businesses they own by providing accommodation and a whole range of business and small and medium enterprise services to New Zealanders with needs. And we should acknowledge it. And over and above that, absolutely brilliant philanthropy, such as Neil and Annette Plowman giving $200 million to education and the environment. You might know about these Kinabarans in the Hauraki Gulf, Dale, and DOC and the Next Foundation, the Environmental Foundation, supported by the Ploughmans, have gone out to say, we're going to get rid of those Kinabarans so crayfish and snapper and seaweed can return to the Hauraki Gulf, Te Kapa Moana. Now, if you're on the other side of the fence, you'd be saying, nah, tax those people more. When actually they're doing a massive service and providing a massive contribution through philanthropy to good mahi out there in the environment.
Well, they might have manipulated the economic circumstances to make a fortune so that now they've got a big amount of dosh that they don't really need and then philanthropically give it out to good needs.
They own the New Zealand Tail Service and you're just speculating now, Dale.
But, you know, they have to be in an economic climate where they can make $200 million to give away, didn't they?
But isn't that just conspiracy thinking? Next month you'll be saying that the people that have made all the toys in Zulu have preyed upon the recreational instincts of parents and their kids.
They've taken advantage of the economic climate available to them in China.
Well, not only there, around the world, and I celebrate their success.
I don't.
And as a result, they've helped support a bloody awesome Auckland football team that recently won the Australasia Championship.
Big deal. Big deal, Tama. Come on.
Let's face it. The Football World Cup is the biggest thing going right now in sport around the world. Come on, mate.
Not in this league house. It's just...
Hey, what a good win
house.
To the Warriors. What a good win to the Warriors.
Thank you. It was.
What a good one.
It was good.
Yeah, and they've got to be careful because there's about six teams just 2 points or 4 points behind them. So keep going.
Why don't you tell Nick Mowbray to put in the tunnel to have an NRL team in the South Island?
Oh, that's not a bad idea, but I'll leave those business decisions to the business leaders.
All right, and I'm probably out of my league. Thanks, Tama. All the best. And we'll catch up for another cordial as soon as you're ready.
Hey, good one, Dale, and thank you for catching up on the Myth v Reality show.
Oh, well, our listeners can make their minds up. We're pretty smart, very sophisticated listeners on Waitere. You'd agree with that? No myth.
Ka pai. Okay.
Ka pai.
Awesome. Hey, mate.
Tēnā koe. Thanks, Tama. All right, Tama Pōtaka, obliged to try and work our way through myth, fact, myth and reality.